say. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Thank heavens for the talk radio of RBN Live. I mean, without RBN and other networks, boy, who knows where we would be right now. Without the freedom of the internet, who knows where we would be right now. We're living in this bizarre nightmare, folks. Israel wants war. The United States wants war. And I keep talking to my friends and they say, boy, you sound so paranoid. You know, I'm sorry that you know, I'm not crazy. I like to tell people, don't shoot the messenger here. I feel like damn Joan of Arc, you know. Don't shoot the messenger. It's like, read the newspaper is what you need to do. And understand how desperate things have gotten. I want to tell our callers, just hold on a couple seconds. We got Jeff in New Mexico. You're going to be up next. I want to read one more thing from this article by this CIA guy and read one more article after that. He writes, sometime before the end of his term, a massive air military attack on a wide range of carefully selected targets in Iran, in partnership with Israel, and against the advice of many of his advisors. This is what he's predicting for Bush here. He writes, justified by the conviction that a nuclear Iran would pose an intolerable threat to American national security, firm in his faith that God agrees with him on that point, and certain that history will eventually recognize and properly appreciate his courageous and visionary leadership. I mean, look, folks, it's not bull.
They were expelled.
The mental midget, an extremely sadistic, twisted, inbred. I mean, I can't think of enough bad things to say, but he's a puppet. Okay, you know, a lot of people say, the liberals will say, you know, Bush does it because Jesus. Bush does it because he thinks he's talking to God. Well, Bush may think he's talking to God, although I don't know if they talk to God at Bohemian Grove, where they do mock human sacrifice. Little side note there. Anyway, you know, but the point is that we've got retired military folks and CIA folks. And you know what, let me go to this article here. This is right in front of me right now. This dovetails perfectly. This is the full text of a release from former generals and national security officials, many of whom were in the Council on Foreign Relations, begging the administration to negotiate directly with Iran. Two little paragraphs here. It says, this is from the text of the article. As former military and foreign policy officials, we call on the Bush administration to engage immediately in direct talks with the government of Iran without preconditions to help resolve the current crisis in the Middle East and settle differences over the Iranian nuclear program. We strongly caution that any consideration of the use of military force against Iran, the current crises must be resolved through diplomacy, not military action. This is the key part right here, folks. Listen close. Perk your ears. This is the big one. An attack on Iran would have disastrous consequences for security in the region and U.S. forces in Iraq and would inflame hatred and violence in the Middle East among Muslims everywhere. Boy, that says it in a mouthful and in a short way, too. Whew. I mean, even if it doesn't become World War III, can you imagine what different Hezbollah forces would want to do to this country at that point? And folks, there are real terrorists out there. There are real Muslim terrorists. I mean, most of the groups are manipulated, but I don't doubt that there's other groups that would want to do spontaneous attacks, not even organized by the government. And we cannot forget that under P2OG, Rumsfeld's plan, go type it in, the letter P, the number 2, and then the letter O, and then G, P2OG. Rumsfeld says, we want to have terrorism. They are directly trying to sponsor terrorism. Well, we're going to be talking about the Iran oil bourse. It's the National Intel Report, RBNLive.com, Daniel Abramson from False Flag News. Stick with us. Jeff in New Mexico, Steve in New Jersey. You're my first priority when we get back.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Well, it's not John Stachmiller, it's Dan Abramson from False Flag News, and I promise we get to our callers right now. I want to say, I was just checking False Flag News, and we are just getting deluged with hits from Rockwell Collins and Boeing, SAIC, Raytheon, Northcom, Army, Navy, NCIS, the whole deal. Fellas, if you're listening, or if you're on my website, I hope you all realize that we are your friends. We're trying to save you from being killed. The 9/11 Truth Movement is your friend. We are not the enemy here. You know, the American population that is trying to save this Constitution and stop another terror attack, you know, the whole reason I do falseflagnews.com is so that I can prevent, hopefully, in some small way, I'm just one person doing my best here. Maybe we can promote these drills and make people aware. Maybe we've stumbled onto something. Maybe this drill in Chicago on September 7th is coming up. Maybe this was going to be the one that goes live. Maybe. We don't know. That's the thing. But we are your friends. People at RBN, people at the GCN network, people, you know, like Alex Jones, people like Jeff Rentz, Mike Rivero at WhatReallyHappened.com. What they are trying to do is wake people up so that you do not get killed, so that you do not get thrown in this Iranian meat grinder. And, you know, the generals who work above you and who are given the orders don't care about you. And these private corporations, it is just sick. And they crawl on my website. It's another good thing to, you know, in wake of these NSA whistleblowers that were just murdered in Europe. They were murdered, folks. These are the people that leaked about the NSA putting devices in cell phones and having spy bases in Italy. The two guys were just murdered. So I should say, I love life, okay? And that's not something I would ever consider, is ending my own life. And I think, you know, if any of the people in this movement are ever threatened or removed, we need to look into what's happening here. Because, you know, they're very afraid of the type of information that comes out of these movements and out of radio shows on RBN. I mean, this is the real truth here, folks. Jeff in New Mexico, I don't want to send you in on such a paranoid note here, but Jeff, talk to me.
Hello.
What's up, Jeff? What's on your mind?
I know there's a lot of books out there, but have you ever heard of this author named Jerry Mander?
Yeah, you know, I've got In the Absence of the Sacred.
Yeah, man, how'd you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, because I'm a voracious reader, Jeff. I get around, man.
Yeah, I just have the cover open now, and he says that the problem is centralized technology, as with nukes or the space shuttle, that's the problem, whether from the Russia-Iran central or from Germany-U.S.-Israel central. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a great call, Jeff. And, you know, I have extensively looked into the work of Jerry Mander, as well as some of the so-called anarchist writers like John Zerzan. And, boy, his name is eluding me right now, but the guy who just wrote Welcome to the Machine, Derek Jensen. And, you know, I agree with them. These guys go from a more theoretical basis. They're what you could call the anti-technology Luddite faction. And actually, I sympathize with what they say because they're right. Centralization leads to tyranny, folks. The minute that you have somebody that says, I'm going to save you, I'm going to take the power. I mean, part of the reason that systems like nuclear weapons and war machines like this can exist is because they're so centralized, they're so removed from any local democratic process that they can obfuscate what they're doing and then operate like this. You know, major systems of technology like this are problematic. I mean, but the thing is that I agree with them in a theoretical sense. It would be good to turn this back. But you know what? In a lot of ways, unfortunately, the genie's out of the bottle. Nanotechnology, genetic engineering, cloning, microchipping, GPS track microchips. Look, I mean, they're genetically modifying the food supply. They've genetically modified soy, right? If you look in your ingredient list, 90 to 95% of the soy in your food is genetically modified. Look in your M&Ms or your candy bars, or most of the food products you buy have some either soy flour or soy lecithin. When this stuff is fed to rats, 6 times the birth defects. And when the babies are being born without legs and heads, okay, major miscarriages. The mother rats suffer from liver and lymph and blood disorders and tumors. And this stuff is everywhere. And children are eating it. And babies are eating it. And pregnant mothers are eating it. And you're eating it. And a system like this, you know, there's so many problems to attack that come from this centralization of power. But the genie's out of the bottle. And so I respect what Jerry Mander has to say. I mean, I wish that we could turn back to a local form of government where local towns would have more of the power, where you could go to your state representatives at worst and talk about these things, because nuclear weapons require a federal system. But ultimately, this is not the way we're going to accomplish it, because a lot of these theoretical guys, you talk to them about 9/11. For example, I had a great email exchange with Derek Jensen. Derek Jensen is a sort of an associate of Jerry Mander. He wrote a book called Welcome to the Machine. And he talks about the microchip and the biometric cameras and all the tracking and tracing of the cashless society control grid, the biometrics, the thumb scanners, the eye scanners, face scanners, all this nightmare stuff that the globalists are unrolling in this country, in this massive prison system. And then that's what they're turning this country into, is a prison system. It's a prison economy. And I said, Derek, you know, WTC-7, the drills, the, you know, the NORAD standout. What do you think of all this? And he said, you know, it's interesting, but no thanks. And it seems really tough. You know, John Zerzan, who's another associate of this guy, he's, you know, it's a fine line between saying centralization is the problem and then getting some of these anarchists who are throwing rocks through Starbucks and telling kids, yeah, go smash up the McDonald's. The revolution's going to start there. Go throw a rock through Starbucks. You know, go put a black hat on and disrupt the protests, or go threaten people. And all of these violent actions, they call them, quote, direct actions. And believe me, I've been on college campuses all around this country, and so many of the movements have been infiltrated by these types who say the problem is civilization And what we need is population control. You know, it's a small jump from going to where what Gerrymander says. And I don't think he's pushing for population control. I mean, I enjoyed the book. But from going from what he says to then going to Malthusian population control, which is what the globalists want. And you got plenty of these guys like Zerzan saying, boy, wouldn't it be better if we could just get rid of the people?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, ordinary people don't benefit from computers and TV at the same rate as the benefit rate enjoyed by the technology corps like Dell or Toshiba or, you know, the top 100 corporations that pay for 75% of the TV advertising.
Yeah. And, you know, most people in the world have never made a phone call.
People think that, you know, like environmentalists say, well, it's good that we can network our different local environmental groups, can network with other local environmental groups, but that benefit is little compared to what these big corporations are getting out of the technology in terms of surveillance and stuff with these computers and everything.
Yeah, and look, you know, technology is you know, people say it's a two-edged sword. It's not really. It's kind of the sword that's going to kill you, but there's a little bit of a good edge to it. I am thankful. I am so thankful for the Internet. Without the Internet, this show wouldn't be possible. Without the Internet, I certainly would have never woken up to 9/11. I would have never been able to educate myself, to buy the books that I've gotten. I mean, most of the books, I wouldn't have been able to get Gerrymander's book unless it were from an online dealer, you know? And so the Internet has offered tremendous intellectual freedom. We have smashed through the corporate control of radio and television by these corporations. And in that sense, technology is freeing us. I think when we look at the polls, like the Scripps News poll that says 36% of people think there was government involvement in 9/11. 36%. You know how many millions that is? I mean, even if they were wrong, Zogby came up with similar numbers. That is thanks to the Internet. That's thanks to the movies that can go on video.google. So technology is good there. Technology does offer some benefits in the ability to exchange information, to ensure that the facts get out quickly, and to break through control mechanisms. Don't forget, 500 years ago, it was what the church said. And the church has now transferred into the mass media. They are the sort of the cultural priesthood, as I call them, you know, and they decide what's true. So the Internet is the benefit. But you're right. Who's benefiting? I mean, I am somebody who is extremely afraid of where technology is going. And it's funny. One of the people who wrote about this was Ted Kaczynski, Unabomber. And in no way do I advocate any of the things that Ted Kaczynski did. I think that violence, and especially the type of violence against innocent people, people who weren't even big in the system. I mean, it's just terrible to watch these people be maimed by his weapons. And I denounce the actions of Kaczynski, but he talks about, in his manifesto, many of these same points that have been raised. And the fact is that there's a group in society that is benefiting off technology. Africa is not benefiting. You know, most of the world isn't benefiting. South America is not benefiting. The average person in Ecuador is still making $90 a month, the banana farmers there.
A lot of these primitive peoples, they reject when they're offered TV. A lot of them, they reject it because they know that with technology, the industrial, they're going to be working long hours. A lot of these primitive peoples, hunter-gatherer societies, they only work 5-10 hours a week to get all their food and everything. And then now all this technology is supposed to be bringing us progress, and the average work week is 60 hours a week and stuff like that. You know, to keep a job, people are working 60 hours a week out of fear and things like this. And so,
yeah, because the dollar's being devalued. And you're making a great point here, Jeff, is that primitive societies can see this. I mean, why do you think that China is going around kicking farmers off their land right now? They don't want to be part of this. I think people have an inherent knowledge that it's better to be close to the land. I mean, what's happened is, you know, in the first world, we become so castrated from our relationship to the land, from our relationship to nature, that we don't even know how to get our own food and water. You know, if they cut off the supermarkets, y'all wouldn't know how to eat. You know, and technology is being used to enslave us. Technology is being used to put us in a control grid, but it doesn't have to be. And Jeff, I'm going to talk more about this when we get back, and I still got to talk about the Iran oil wars. RBNLive.com, National Intel Report is Dan Abramson. Stick with us. We'll be back after the break.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The National Intel Report with the guest host, Mr. Daniel Abramson from FalseFlagNews.com. The number to call is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Steve in New Jersey, you've been waiting patiently. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. I just want to add on to our previous caller. I believe it was Jeff in New Mexico. Television, you mentioned television. Boy, is that the great brainwashing device. I mean, there's people that will sit and watch red carpet specials of the different dresses that people wear to the freaking Emmy Awards. That's what our society has been degraded to. They actually have scientists that study this stuff, how to make the television flicker, and so it will attract your eyes. And so when primitive people, we call them primitive, they're not even primitive. In a lot of ways, we're primitive because we don't even know where we came from. We don't know where we're going. We don't know how to get food for ourselves. We don't know how medicine works. We take poison, like Vioxx. We take poison from ex-Nazi corporations like Bayer, which infects AIDS in vaccines. They put AIDS in the vaccines. Type in Bayer AIDS vaccine. I mean, we are primitive. We're primitive because we eat genetically modified food and we feed it to our children. That's primitive, you know. We're primitive because we're still stuck on oil when there's clearly other technologies out there that would replace it, but the oil cartel and military block them. So I don't mean to denigrate people who are closer to the land as primitive as some sort of pejorative word, but I'm saying they understand that technology is going to be used to enslave this human race, that the master control technology will reflect its masters, and while it could be used for great things, it will be used to enslave us unless we seriously change the leadership of this world. And boy, that's going to take a lot of big effort. And the first step to that is 9/11 truth. And that's why I was telling y'all, if you know about 9/11, wake people up now. I mean, we're on the brink. Alex Jones predicted the first attack. He was 2 months before he predicted it, and now he's predicting another one. And I'll go on record right now saying I'm damn scared. I mean, I've never been more certain that we are in imminent danger of an attack and the escalation of World War III. And this will be a tragedy. And we're all at risk, and we will lose everything. And so you better step up now and fight against this. And if your battle is against technology, that's cool. And if your battle is against the environmental pollution and the dumping of chemicals into the oceans, that's cool. And if you're into, you know, legalized suicide, I don't support that stuff. You know, you can have your pet issues, but we all need to get together and realize 9/11 is the mobilizing issue. This is the one that stretches across from libertarian to communist to fascist. We can wake people up by exposing the 9/11 inside job, and we break the vehicle of terrorism. So to anybody out there, I don't care if you're a leftist. You know, if you're into the environment, if you're into breaking down civilization, if you're into localism, if you think Bush is great, it doesn't matter. We all need to wake up to 9/11 and put aside our pet issues and say, how are we going to stop World War III? And that means calling into the radio shows. That means calling into C-SPAN. Start your own website. Wake up your friends. Make a pamphlet. Do something. Mass emails. Do a mass texting on your cell phone. Although your cell phone's giving you cancer, too, and I'm stupid enough to use one. Okay, I'm ranting. And I still want to get into the Iran oil bourse and the major players in World War III, as I promised you. So, Steve in New Jersey, you've been waiting so patiently. Thank you so much for waiting. What's on your mind, Steve?
Hi, how you doing? First, I want to apologize. The streaming I'm getting here in New Jersey is about an hour or two behind, so the question I got doesn't pertain directly to the war, although I agree with everything you're saying. I'm against it. But my question is, they had been talking about how the Catholic Church screws up things in the world. I was wondering if your station has ever addressed the issue of the Hasidics going into cities, and this is kind of like a war we're fighting here in Asbury Park, New Jersey. They go in and they take over Afro-American neighborhoods, gentrify the whole city, improperly use eminent domain, throw everybody out. And I think this all ties in with everything because it's a big movement, you know, which is being done by the same kind of people that are running the war movement, except for it's just, you know, a different type of a war. It's a war against the poor.
Yeah, you know, and I am not familiar specifically with what you're talking about in that the Hasidic population doing that to black neighborhoods, although when I was in Washington, D.C., a friend of mine worked for one of these companies, and what they'll do is they'll buy up a bunch of the apartments in the complex and eventually buy out these people and then redo the apartment and gentrify and force everybody out and push them deeper and deeper into ghettos and then make them into reconstructed apartments for rich, usually affluent white folks. And so, you know, whether it's Hasidics specifically that are behind this, I really can't say. Whether RBN has covered this, you know, I really for sure can't say. But in terms of, you know, gentrifying urban areas, especially people of color, nobody's getting a more raw deal. And I think Hurricane Katrina amplified this, that there is an underclass in this country of massive economic suffering in places like New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, where the poverty is so wretched, where these people are not just living check to check, they're in debt. They're working two or three jobs, and there's this myth, a lot of racist people say, well, they're just real lazy, bunch of lazy black folk, and nothing could be further from the truth. They are some of the hardest working people, and they can't move up because the economy is run in such a way to keep people in constant impoverishment, to keep them not even a close to middle class state. And so, you know, I empathize. I understand what you're talking about as far as the Hasidics, and I don't want to villainize Hasidics either, because let me say that a lot of the people who protest against Zionism, a lot of the people who are in New York saying Zionism and the Israeli state are going to destroy Judaism, are some of the radical Hasidics. So, you know, it's not a subject of expertise for me. Anything else you want to get out there, Steve, before I let you go? Okay, we've lost Steve. Stick with us. We're coming back after this break. RBNLive.com, National Intel Report. Your boy Daniel Abramson, False Flag News. And in New Mexico, I see you're up there. We'll get to you next.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
National Intel Report guest host, Mr. Daniel Abramson, coming to you this Monday, August 28th. We're facing world war. The Israelis say they want to invade the United States. Boy, what's happening to this country? I mean, we're in dire straits economically. Bush, Cheney are just militarily defeated in Iraq and Afghanistan. Israelis militarily defeated in Lebanon. Record low poll numbers for the Bush-Cheney regime. And desperation on all sides. We've got Venezuela and China and Russia and Syria and Iran and Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. It's a lot of stands in there. But what they are forming is the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's what I'm going to fill out this last half hour with. Before I do that, I'm going to get to Ann in New Mexico. And I want to encourage everybody to stick with us, because it's great to talk about World War III in the theoretical maybe it will happen sense. But I'm going to get down to the real nitty-gritty stuff. And, you know, it takes a while. You know, I'm still not 100% having my mind wrapped around this. It is so complicated watching these geopolitical alliances get together. And I'm going to do my best to break it down for you. But before I do that, and I also want to say to the previous caller, you know, it is possible that the Hasidic, or elements of the Hasidic community are doing that in that neighborhood. But what I want to encourage people is to... You know, and that doesn't mean just because they're Jewish we can't criticize them, but to stay away from vilifying any one group. You know, because if we become convinced that it's the Jews, if we become convinced it's the Jesuits, if we become convinced it's the Catholics, you know, we can all pick our pet group. I was in Florida, and there was a fellow telling me, it's the Catholics. He knew all about the New World Order and 9/11. He says, it's the Catholics. You know, I've read Eric John Phelps' work, and he says it's the Jesuits. All the, you know, Fritz Springmeier says it's the Satanists. Fritz Springmeier will tell you it's the bloodline families, and it's Satanists at the top. I don't know. You know, we can't really know. I'm not privy to that information. There's a lot of countervailing forces. I like Alex Jones, I tend to think it's a bunch of crime families sitting at the top. Are some of them Jewish? Probably. Are some of them Catholic? Probably. Some of them white? Most of them. But let's not pick any one group and say it's them, because that's where we isolate ourselves. That's where they're going to come and say, see, you're an anti-Semite, and that's where we marginalize ourselves. And furthermore, it's so much bigger than that. I mean, if we really look at it, it's not just the Israelis, and it's not just the Jews. And boy, I get so sick of people just saying Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. Look, are the Zionist Israelis a problem? Absolutely. Was there Mossad involvement in 9/11? Perhaps. You know, the dancing agents, it's interesting. They seem to have foreknowledge since they were videotaping it. The links to urban movers, it's pretty amazing. When you look at the Israeli links to the neocon planners, this stuff is interesting. But there's a hell of a lot more proof that these attacks were organized and engineered from within the United States government, per the NORAD stand down. Okay? And the explosions within the building. And the media complicity. And the cover-up. Afterward, okay, and the training of the hijackers like Muhammad Atta, who was run through a SOCOM program, that's Special Operations Command. That's not Israeli, folks. That's American, called Able Danger, who trained the double agents. The Israelis didn't train them. They trailed them. There were Israelis trailing the hijackers in Florida. They sure as hell didn't train them. And so I want to encourage people. You have these so many people now seem to have this Israel fetish. It's not conducive to any progress. I mean, it's good to investigate it. We all have to pick our areas of research. I'm ranting, but Ann in New Mexico, talk to me. Can we get Ann on the line? Ann, are you there?
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Ann.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you just fine, Ann. What's on your mind?
Yahweh bless you. Well, I know who it is. It's the devil working through his minions of disobedience of whatever ilk. Anyway,
you know,
that's not why I called. You know, the Leo Straussian cabal around Bush-Cheney is there. And also, you mentioned Jerry Manders. I don't have a TV because I read his book, Four Arguments Against Television.
Sure, sure.
And also, we need to pull back the curtain to reveal the Wizard of Oz. O-Z, the Oz stands for ounce. So it would be the Wizard of Fiat Currency.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Mm. Yeah, no, I've heard
money,
that was...
You know, the fiat currency, the people that are running the banks, you know?
Right. And a lot, you know, it's funny. You'll talk to mainstream economists, and they have no idea that the Federal Reserve is owned by private families, is owned by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Oh, yeah, it's a private corporation.
Yeah, and then Goldman Sachs and Chase Bank, and that they planned the whole thing at Jekyll Island, and that it wasn't even passed by, you know, it was a late night session. That the greatest threat to this country is this private fiat currency, not based on anything. But you talk to most people, you could get out of graduate school in economics, and then they won't tell you that stuff. It's pretty amazing. So you're talking about the man behind the curtain. Boy, are you right about that.
Yeah, and what it is also, if you look at the dollar bill, it's actually a spell, because those are all occultic symbols, you know. And so the people are fooled into thinking by agreement they're using this money called it's fiat currency. But it's not backed up by anything. So
right.
we're not on an honest weight and measure, which would be gold and silver.
Right.
So anyway, I'm sensing a wind-up pitch to World War III. How about you?
Yeah, boy, you want to talk about the wind-up pitch. I think the ball is out of the pitcher's hand.
Yeah.
I think Dick Cheney's about to knock it out of the damn park, you know?
Yeah.
And what you're talking about, look, you know, I want to address what you said. There, of course, there's occultic symbols everywhere, not just the all-seeing Freemasonic eye on the dollar bill. If y'all ever want to look at Fidelity Investments, you ever see their logo? I mean, the type of 666 permeates everything. You know, it's in corporate logos. It's in – they hide all this stuff in plain sight. Is there
they're supposed to, because they have, according to Tupper Saucy, the mark of Cain, and they have to advertise what they're doing through their symbols. Rulers of Evil. Have you read that? It's very good.
Sure, Rulers of Evil. Yeah, and I read that in conjunction
and they
with
have to tell. They have to tell us through their symbols, but most people don't see the forest for the trees. They just don't see it.
Or they don't even know what the symbols
mean. And,
means.
You know, I'm talking to my neighbor. He's a wonderful person. I love him. But he does not see any of this. He calls me paranoid. And maybe he's listening right now. But I said, it's so obvious, you know. And he said, no. He says none of this is happening. He says, how do you know? Where's the evidence? And I said, well, it's invisible. These people are working behind the grand, what I call the grand masquerade. We can't see them, but they're busily working right now, planning everything, and it's going to happen. We'll see. See, the thing about 9/11 is they're working over the corpse. But the people that plan 9/11 are busy planning a new one, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but we don't know what it's going to be because they're invisible and it's all being planned underground, you know, in the bunkers.
Right. In the bunkers, and that's, you know, and I'm gonna. It was a great call, and
okay.
You know, and I'm you know I want I'd
you.
Love to talk to you longer. It was a great call. The problem is I've got a stack of news articles here that's like a foot high, so
Daniel,
I want to get to some of these.
Thank you, and Yahweh bless you.
Well,
bye-bye.
Listen, I'm gonna need some heavenly blessings right now. I got plenty of military and Boeing and private corporations crawling on my website. Who knows what kind of surveillance I'm under? Certainly, the threat posed by my website in terms of monitoring their drills makes them scared. And so, you know what? If y'all are out there, praying for me wouldn't probably be a bad idea. Although, you know, we never want to be intimidated. But I appreciate your blessings and thank you for your call in. You know, what you mentioned about the things that people can't see, the stuff in plain sight. To me, it's like chemtrails. I try to point to people, and on a day when they're spraying these aerosols on us, there's a great article on Jeff Rentz's website. They're spraying biologicals, aluminum, barium, lead, heavy metals. They're spraying this, and it's, you know, we're so stuck in this fishbowl, we don't even see it. People are so blind, they can't even see the chemtrails in front of them, okay? This is real stuff. The government is spraying you like rats in a cage, and people are too blind. It's like the illusionist, you know, you have a hypnotist say, you know, I'm going to hypnotize you, and you won't be able to see your watch. And then, you know, he snaps his fingers, and the guy can't see his watch. We are mass brainwashed and hypnotized, and people cannot see what's directly in front of them. Whether it's the occult symbology, whether it's the chemtrails, I'll say to people, doesn't it look different? I mean, there'll be a contrail and then a chemtrail. I'll say, do you see the difference? And they just can't see it. And the cognitive dissonance is great. I mean, it's like trying to deprogram cult members at this point. You have somebody who's 40, 50, 60 years old trying to tell them the world isn't the way the government told them. It is difficult. You're trying to break down 60 years of hardcore formative programming. And how can I? I'm one guy. I'm trying to compete against the television. And most Americans, including most children, are watching damn near 6 hours of television a day. I mean, it is just frightening. And this is the type of battle we're up against is very persuasive programming, and a lot of this comes out of the Stanford Research Institute and the Tavistock Institute, and they're masters of cultural programming using movies, television, the latest trends to brainwash people. And all the while, and as you said, they've got psychopaths, strange loves, nutcase generals who are sitting around planning for a nuclear war and thinking, what'll happen if we drop a 1,500 bombs on Iran, man? What'll happen? And they think it's funny. They don't care about you and your family. And the Federal Reserve, with their bogus fiat currency, which is going to be just destroyed, they don't care about you. And the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers don't care about you. And the private banks, like Chase and J.P. Morgan, with their massive derivative and hedge fund schemes, where they're banking everything, hundreds of trillions of dollars in these derivative schemes, you think they care about you or me or a working-class American when they're trading hundreds of trillions in derivatives and these massive currency scams and raping the third world and taking away their water and electricity and corporations like Bechtel, which come in and privatize this? I mean, they are just playing such a different game. And to listen and to have to argue with these fools that get in my face and tell me the government wouldn't do it, the government's not evil, you're paranoid. I mean, folks, the facts are so overwhelming. And these people are so evil, and to have to, you know, break it down time after time and argue against it. I mean, the good news is people are waking up. I have to argue a lot less than I used to. I mean, most of the people are pretty damn receptive right now. A lot of people are waking up to 9/11, and we are winning the info war. So I don't want to make it seem like it's all desperate. The effort is working. People are calling into the radio shows. I call in. I call into Sean Hannity all the time. I harass the hell out of him. I call into Bill O'Reilly. I'll call into Michael Savage. A lot of the time now they have to block me with call screeners. You know, I follow up and I do what I'm telling you to do. I'm not all talk. And this stuff works. You know, I called into Coast to Coast about a week ago. That show has millions of listeners. And they heard me. And George and I talked about 9/11. and it was great. And so people are waking up, and that's thanks to the millions of courageous people that are doing the hard work, and especially the leaders of this movement who are risking their lives to do this stuff. So I don't want to make it seem like it's all desperate, but boy, and I empathize with you trying to convince your neighbor. Boy, I get so sick of these people trying to tell me I'm paranoid. Boy, paranoia is the first step to being intelligent here, people. Wake up, honestly. God. Anyway, boy, I've only got 15 minutes. Mark in Wisconsin, I see you're up. I'm going to get to you at the end of the show. I'm running out of words here. This is Daniel Abramson, National Intel Report. False Flag News is the website. Going to go through some economic background here. Boy, the time runs out quickly. Recession will be nasty and deep, economist says. This is from CBS Market Watch. The United States is headed for a recession that will be, quote, much nastier, deeper, and more protracted than the 2001 recession, says the president of Rubini Global Economics. Writing on his blog Wednesday, Rubini repeated his call that the U.S. would be in a recession in 2007, arguing that the collapse of the housing market will bring down the rest of the economy. And the impact of the bursting bubble will affect every household in America, not just the few people who own significant shares in technology companies during the dot-com boom, he said. Quote, the tipping point of the U.S. Consumer and the effects will be ugly. He says, expect the recession of 2007 to be much nastier, deeper, and more protracted than the version in 2001. Okay, well, he's one economist. What does he matter? How about George Soros, Mr. Bilderberg, Mr. Democrat who backs MoveOn.org and these phony, fake anti-war groups that just make me absolutely sick to my stomach? And George Soros, who has links to the Carlyle Group. Oh, yeah, he's very liberal, folks. He's very anti-war. Oh, what a great hero of the progressive movement, George Soros, the billionaire currency speculator. Great man, Mr. Bilderberg. Oh, but he loves you so much. Soros sees chance of recession in 2007. Billionaire investor George Soros said on Monday that the U.S. Federal Reserve might overshoot in its bid to tighten monetary policy, deflating housing prices and tipping the economy into recession in 2007. A collapse in U.S. housing prices would be associated with a dollar decline, scuppering the Fed's attempt to engineer a, quote, soft landing for the economy. Quote, if the housing market continues to cool while rates are slowing, then it could turn into a hard landing, Soros said. That's why I expect to see a recession happen in 2007, not 2006. Okay, so that's George Soros. How about Warren Buffett, the guy who was at Stratcom on 9/11, the, quote, second richest man, you know. Of course, when they do those richest things, they tend to leave out the actual rich families, DuPont, Rockefeller, Rothschild, etc., the actual funders of this thing. But Warren Buffett has enough money, and he likes to visit at the Rothschild Mansion in Buckinghamshire, England, and big fan of Jacob Rothschild. The Sage of Omaha has worries about the U.S. dollar. The title of the article is Warren Buffett Warns of Financial Chaos. Forbes reports that Buffett continues to exit dollar investments in Berkshire Hathaway, holds some $20 billion in foreign currencies. For one thing, Buffett fears the $10 trillion in the U.S. economy owned by foreigners. As they continue to exit the dollar, it could wreak havoc. Quote, if a lot of people try to leave the market, we will have chaos and they won't get through the door. Buffett believes the fall of the dollar could cause, quote, major disruptions in financial markets. And one last item of news here. Bill Gates, world's richest man, bets against dollar. This is from Bloomberg, folks. Bill Gates, whose net worth of $46.6 billion makes him the world's richest person, right, is betting against the U.S. dollar. I'm short the dollar, Gates said. The old dollar, it's going to go down. This is the continued quote here. It's a bit scary. We're in uncharted territory when the world's reserve currency has so much outstanding debt. Okay, so we got the world's richest people telling you, get out of the dollar. So, you know, don't trust Daniel Abramson. I'm not a currency master. What do I know? You know, I didn't go to get my master's in economics. But I'll tell you what these guys are doing, and that is getting the you-know-what out of the dollar because they see what's coming. And, you know, when you go to the Bilderberg Group, that's the best investment advice you could ever get. Now, boy, we are running out of time. Folks, here's what's going to happen. I'll break it down as quick as possible. The dollar is declining. The Federal Reserve has stopped releasing M3 money supply numbers. What does this mean? It means you can't know now how much money they're printing every quarter. They're running off so much money right now, we're in a hyperinflationary spiral, which is reminiscent of the Weimar Republic in Germany before the rise of Adolf Hitler. And what's happening now is that the only reason foreign states want to hold the dollar is because in order to buy oil from Saudi Arabia and OPEC, you need dollars. They don't accept euros. They don't accept rubles, rupees, Canadian loonies, or anything else. They want dollars. This is rapidly changing. And what foreign governments such as Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, etc. have figured out is that if they begin accepting euros for payment rather than dollars, this will essentially economically destroy the United States. And this will put tremendous pressure. You want to talk about a leverage? This is it. So Iran is opening something called an oil bourse at the end of September. We're coming up on the break here, but I'll get as much as I can. And, Mark, we're going to get to you in Wisconsin. The Iranian oil bourse will begin accepting euros, and Venezuela has committed to this. China and India have said they're interested in trading in it. And neocon Jerome Corsi says that Iran opening this means they're signing their own death warrant. So here, Iran, this is the article. Iran opens oil bourse September 1st. That's, what, 3-4 days away? Iran will start the initial phase of its planned oil bourse at the end of September. Petrochemical and oil products will be made available to customers. The exchange will have a positive impact on oil sales, not only in Iran, but the wider Persian Gulf region, and is slated to replace the current dollar-based oil exchange with one based on the euro. And this will compete with the ones in London and New York. Okay? How about this? Vladimir Putin pushes for a convertible ruble innovation of economy. Vladimir Putin called Wednesday for work on making the national currency convertible to be completed and oil and gas to be traded in rubles on a domestic exchange, so an Iran bourse and a Russian bourse. In an effort to promote the national currency, the president called for the establishment of ruble-denominated oil and gas exchange in Russia. The ruble must become more widespread as a means of international transactions. To this end, we need an open stock exchange in Russia to trade oil, gas, and other goods to be paid for in rubles. How about this? Venezuela supports a proposal to sell oil in euros. Venezuela has backed a proposal to sell euros or to sell oil in euros rather than U.S. dollars, Energy and Mines Minister Rafael Ramirez said Thursday. The idea of selling euros was first floated in 2004. Iran, a member of OPEC, also supports the proposal. How about this article? OPEC mulls move to euro for pricing of crude oil. This is from the Energy Bulletin. OPEC is considering a move away from the U.S. dollar and toward the euro to set its price target for crude oil. Several members of OPEC are seeking formal talks on using the euro as well as the U.S. dollar when determining targets for crude. They have seen their purchasing power in Europe pinched as the U.S. dollar loses ground against the euro. Oh. And then finally here, IMF warns of risk of global crisis and petrodollars heighten risk from global imbalances, IMF report. We're not going to have a final break today. Petrodollars have returned to the world stage. This is from CBS MarketWatch. Petrodollars have returned to the world stage and could play a potentially destabilizing role in the U.S. and global trade imbalances, according to a new report from the IMF released Thursday. Petrodollars, as much part of the 1970s as bell-bottoms and platform shoes, are dollars paid to oil-producing countries and then reinvested in major financial markets. It says, in the 1970s, these funds were deposited in Western banks. This time, it's more complicated. Petrodollars are being recycled through international capital markets and offshore accounts. Offshore accounts, partially because of the post 9/11 Patriot Act. The only adding to the risk of an eventual drop of the dollar, a spike in the U.S. interest rates, and a recession, according to the IMF report. So the IMF is saying current account imbalances are likely to remain at elevated levels for longer than otherwise would have been the case, heightening the risk of a sudden disorderly adjustment. That's the euphemism, folks, for economic breakdown. For the loss of your 401k, for the breakdown of the world economy. And this is what's happening. We've got a fiat currency, the globalist parasitic financial elite, the George Shultzes, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Wall Street and London bankers are ready to destroy this economy. Because don't forget, one of the tenets of world government and one of the tenets of the New World Order and this push for global government is a world currency. I mean, the CFR says we're going to have a currency united with Canada and Mexico, the Amero. How in the world do you think they're going to get a united currency without crashing the dollar first? How are they going to get us into world government if we have our own currency? See, it's the erosion of everything, not just the erosion of our borders and letting millions of illegals stream through and letting the drugs and sex slaves and weapons come into this country through the border and letting our economy be eroded. It's not just about that. It's not just merging us with Canada and having NORAD merge the Canadian and American military. It's bigger than that. It's crashing the economy. It's taking away what you have because you're nothing to them. They hate you. They hate freedom. They hate humanity. They hate working people. They hate us. And we need to stop thinking that they are our friends because these bankers are not our friends. and we're facing an imminent economic collapse, okay? The opening of the Iran oil bourse is an effort by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And I want to encourage you to go on Google or go to falseflagnews.com. Click on my section about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. I've got at least 100 articles on there. This is the axis that we will be fighting against in the Third World War. I've got an article here. China and Iran signed biggest oil and gas deal, $70 billion. How China's secret deals are fueling the war. China has been building up, selling weapons to Syria and Iran. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to visit Syria. Chavez pledges oil support to China's rise. Russia to sell aircraft and guns to Venezuela. Iran to spend $4 billion in Venezuelan oil fields. These countries, you see how it's all interlinked. Iran, Venezuela, Syria, Russia, China, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. These countries are linking together, and they control vast amounts of the world's oil. There was an article a few days ago. Russia is now the world's biggest oil producer. Not Saudi Arabia. It's Russia. And these central Caspian states, you might not know much about Kazakhstan, for example, which is a member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They have enormous oil and gas reserves. Okay, and Venezuela, which is the fourth biggest producer of oil, and they have Iran investing in building them refineries. At the same time, a couple more articles, and we're going to get to Mark, and we're going to close out the show. And I wanted to talk more about this, but it's, you know, the time runs out. I had a great time with the callers today. It's been an honor. Thank you to John Statmiller and Danny Romero and his son Danny on the boards. Thank you to all of you for giving me the opportunity. A couple more articles here. Russia WTO bid falters at summit. The Russians are trying to get a bid into the WTO, and the Americans are blocking them. So then what happens? This is from the London Guardian. Putin planned to shut out U.S. oil giants. There's a 3.5 trillion cubic meter oil discovery in Russia, and Chevron and ConocoPhillips have gotten kicked out in exchange for lower bids from a Norwegian and a French firm. Okay? And then we see Russia, Kazakhstan sign gas agreement. And then the last article I'm going to read you, and we're going to get to Mark, U.S. to build missile defense radar in Russia, Iran's neighborhood. They're building – now, when they say missile defense, it's missile offense, because missile defense, they're firing a missile. That thing is an offensive weapon, okay? Don't be fooled by defense. It's like how the Defense Department – Don Rumsfeld doesn't know anything about defense. He knows about murdering innocent people. It says at the end of the article here, placing the radar in the Caucasus region would expand coverage of the missile defense system to parts of Russia and Iran, as well as other potential states in the area with ballistic missiles. Lewis and Thompson have speculated that Azerbaijan and Georgia could be the host countries. Okay, Azerbaijan's probably going to be the country which is used as the launch point for this war in Iran. And so you see, there's different axes aligning. It's not just about Iran. It's about oil. It's about the oil bourses. It's about the currency. It's about China and Russia and this endgame. And we need to stop thinking of Iran in a vacuum or this next terror attack in a vacuum. I mean, everything the globalists do is multifaceted. They want to take your rights. They want to stick you in camps. They want to force vaccinate you. They want to draft your children. They want to brainwash you with television. They want to destroy people in the military service. They want to have war with Russia and China. And this is what Armageddon's going to look like unless we wake people up, unless we can stop the next 9/11. And this is a call to arms, folks. I'm begging. Mark in Wisconsin, what do you have to say to me, brother?
Hi, yeah, I was just calling to say that we need to look closely at Zionism, because Ben Friedman said 50 years ago that they would have our boys out there fighting for Israel.
Yeah, and look, I've heard the Benjamin Friedman speech. I think it's, you know, it's important to remember. Do I think that there's Zionists and Israelis involved in the planning of this that are extremely dangerous? Absolutely. What I'm encouraging us not to do is fetishize it. Because it's not just the Zionists, and you know, we can all pick our area of research. I'm just encouraging us not to focus on only one area.
You're right.
You know, George Bush is a Christian, but I'm not out there saying that his Christianity is designed to destroy us, you know. And certainly there are radical Zionist elements that hate Arabs, that hate people in the Middle East, and they want to take over everything for Israel.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.